Hi there. The word for you today is to succeed in life. In Psalm 119, verse 18, the psalmist writes, it's a prayer, open my eyes that I may see. To succeed in life, you need to always keep these three things before you. Okay, here they are. Number one, you've got to refuse to settle for yesterday's accomplishments. Look, if what you did yesterday still looks big to you today, you probably haven't done enough today. Paul celebrated his accomplishments, and they were many, but he focused on what God had for him in the future. He writes in Philippians 3:13, the New Living Translation, here are his words. Think about what he's about to say, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on. Number two. You must refuse to sit around waiting for tomorrow's opportunities. Someone has said that between the great things we can't do and the little things we won't do, the danger is that we'll do nothing. The world is blessed most by those who do things, not by those who merely talk about doing them. And number three, you must refuse to let your beginning dictate your end, regardless of how difficult your beginning may have been. George Washington Carver was born into slavery around 1864 in the state of Missouri. Moses and Susan Carver, the family who had owned his mother, became his first foster parents. He was a frail child, interested in agriculture, initially rejected by white-only schools, lived rough for a while until Maria Watkins, a black midwife, found him in a barn and had great influence in his life by introducing him to Jesus. And what a life it was. George, the father of modern agriculture, as he's commonly known, was a friend of three different U.S. presidents, as well as Henry Ford and Mahatma Gandhi. He's credited with over 300 different inventions. And the remarkable thing about him is this. Despite his disadvantages, he never became bitter or spent so much as a moment getting even. Instead, he went into his lab every morning and prayed, open my eyes that I may see. Think about it. How could God fail to bless somebody with such an attitude?